one. I asked Lady if she would be interested in a real social evening out. She was amenable, if not excited, after so many months of neglect. Not thrilled, just, I don't have anything better to do, so why not? She never was the social sort, and both my maneuver on the river and my evasions through attention to duty had not left her pleased with me. We did it decked out, with drama, though without as much uproar as we had raised in Opal. I did not want the local lords taking offense. One Eye and Goblin behaved. Frog Face was the only clear evidence of sorcery. None of that nastiness we had shown in Opal. Frog Face went along in his capacity as universal translator. One Eye decked his pet out in a costume as flamboyant as his own, one that mocked Goblin's dress subtly. It seemed to state that this was how nice Goblin could look if he would get over being a slob. Taglios's elite went to see and be seen in an olive grove past its prime bearing years. The grove bestrode a hill near Old Trogo. A hot spring fed a score of private baths. It cost a bundle to get in when you were not known, most of that in bribes. Even so, it was 2 days after I asked before room could be found for us. We went in the coach with Goblin and One Eye up top and squads of four Gnar each marching before and behind. Mergen drove. He took the coach away after he delivered us. The others accompanied us into the grove. I wore my legate's costume. Lady was dressed for the kill, but in black. All the time with the black. It looked good on her, but times were I wished she would try another color. She said, "Our presence has stirred more interest than you expected. Our advent had caused very little stir in the streets of Taglios." She was right. Unless the grove was a major in-place to spend an evening, a lot of class folks had come out just to give us the eye. It looked like everyone who might be anyone was there. Wonder why? There's something going on here, Croker. I am not blind, I knew. I knew after a few minutes with Willow Swan, way back upriver. But I could not find out what. Even Frog Face was no help. If they did any scheming, they did it when he was not around. Except for the Gnar, who had lived with ceremony in Gay Astley, we were all uncomfortable under the pressure of so many eyes. I admitted, this might not have been one of my brighter ideas. On the contrary, it confirms our suspicions that there's a greater interest in us than should be for simple travelers. They mean to use us. She was disturbed. Welcome to life in the Black Company, sweetheart, I said. Now you know why I'm cynical about lords and such. Now you know one of the feelings I've been trying to get across. Maybe I get it, a little. I feel demeaned, like I'm not human at all, but an object that might be useful. Like I said, welcome to the Black Company. That was not all her problem. I hearken back to the rogue-taken Howler, the dead unexpectedly alive and inimical. No amount of tall talking would convince me his appearance on the river was chance. He had been there to do us hurt. Moreover, there had been an odd and unusual interest in us, at least since Opal. I looked for crows. There were crows in the olive trees.